Well before dawn, queues of pilgrims and tourists had already formed beneath the colonnade of St. Peter's Square. Vatican police and Roman traffic wardens were already on hand to guide the estimated 50,000 people into the prepared areas as traffic along the Tiber River was once again brought to a deafening standstill for Pope Francis's weekly general audience.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
This week, the Holy Father spoke to those present about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, in particular the gift of wisdom.
Il primo dono dello Spirito Santo, secondo questo elenco.
He warned against confusing wisdom with knowledge. Wisdom, he said, is not born of intelligence. Instead, it is being able to see with the eyes of God. In his general comments in Italian, he used the example of a mother having problems with her children. God's wisdom is having patience with them despite being tired. It is not shouting, but gently rebuking them. However, the Pope added, it is not something that we can learn. It is instead a gift of the Holy Spirit for which we must pray. The Pope's catechesis was later read out in an English language summary.
Most Holy Father, the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present today wish to express to you their sentiments of respect and esteem and to assure you of their prayers for your ministry as the successor of Peter. At the end of the audience, we will sing together the Our Father in Latin. The words are found on the back of your ticket. The Holy Father will then impart his apostolic blessing, which he willingly extends to the members of your families at home. His Holiness also intends to bless any religious articles you may have brought for this purpose, and in a special way his blessing goes to your children and to your loved ones who are sick. The following is a summary of the Holy Father's words this morning. Dear brothers and sisters, today we begin a series of catecheses on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is himself the gift of God, the presence of God's love in the church and in our hearts. Based on a messianic prophecy of Isaiah, the church has traditionally distinguished 7 gifts of the Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. The first of these is wisdom. As a spiritual gift, this wisdom is an interior light, a grace enabling us to contemplate all things with the eyes of God and a heart docile to the promptings of the Spirit. Born of closeness to God in prayer and loving communion, it helps us to recognize with joyful gratitude his providential plan for all things. Christian wisdom is thus the fruit of a supernatural taste for God, an ability to savor his presence, goodness, and love all around us. How much our world needs the witness of such wisdom today. Let us pray for this gift, so that rejoicing in the Holy Spirit, we can be true men and women of God, transparently open to his own wisdom and the power of his saving love.
Saluto tutti i pellegrini di lingua inglese presenti a questa udienza, specialmente quelli provenienti da Inghilterra, Svezia, Norvegia, Finlandia, Filippine, Zimbabwe, Australia e Stati Uniti. Su tutti voi e sulle vostre famiglie invoco i doni dello Spirito per una celebrazione fruttuosa della Settimana Santa ormai vicina. Dio vi benedica.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims present at today's audience, including those from England, Sweden, Norway, Finland, the Philippines, Zimbabwe, Australia, and the United States. Upon all of you and upon your families, I invoke the gifts of the Spirit for a fruitful celebration of this coming Holy Week. God bless you all.
Grazie. Pope Francis concluded that we should ask for this grace of wisdom today. I'm Emma McCarthy.